भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो 72 चैप्टर 8th वर्स चैप्टर द स्लेइंग ऑफ डीमन जरासंध। ऋषिणां पितृदेवानां सुहृदाम् अपि न प्रभो सर्वेषामपि भूतानां ईप्सिता क्रतुरादयम्। ऋषिणां पितृदेवानां सुहृदाम् अपि न प्रभो सर्वेषामपि भूतानां ईप्सिता क्रतुरादयम्। ऋषिणां पितृदेवानां सुहृदाम् अपि न प्रभो सर्वेषामपि भूतानां ईप्सिता क्रतुरादयम्। Since there is no purport, we'll read the 9th text and the 10th text. Vijitya nirpata sarvan kritva cha jagatam vase sambhratya sarva sambharan asrasya mahakratum. The translation of the 8th verse is, indeed, my lord, for the great sages, the forefathers and the demigods, for all well-wishing friends, and indeed for all living beings, the performance of this king of Vedic sacrifice is desirable. And the 9th text, first conquer all kings, bring the earth under your control, and collect all the required paraphernalia. Then execute this great sacrifice. 10th verse, etete bharato raja, loka palam sasambhava jitosmi atmavatte aham durjayo hi kritam bhi. These brothers of yours, O king, have taken birth as partial expansions of the demigod ruling various planets, and you are so self-controlled that you have conquered even me, who am unconquerable for those who cannot control their senses. Purport by the disciples of the Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna, it is said that Bhima was born of the demigod Vayu. And Arjuna was born of demigod Indra, whereas King Yudhishthir himself was born of the demigod Yamaraj. Srila Prabhupada goes to state, Lord Krishna told King Yudhishthir that he becomes conquered by the love of one who has conquered his senses. One who has not conquered his senses cannot conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the secret of devotional service. To conquer the senses means to engage them constantly in the service of the Lord. The specific qualification of all the Pandava brothers was that they always engaged their senses in the service of the Lord. One who thus engages his senses becomes purified, and with purified senses one can actually render service to the Lord. The Lord can thus be conquered by the devotee through loving transcendental service. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Adati Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Nachaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Irvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I seek for blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. I was just thinking such melodious kirtan was going on in the Guru Puja. I just prayed that kirtan continued, it didn't stop. Our Jai Sachinand Prabhu was singing with so much devotion. And Srinivas Acharya Prabhu was playing the mridanga. But somehow good things come to an end. Here, Srila Prabhupada is speaking of quality of a devotee. In this chapter, Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking Krishna that, taking permission from Krishna that, can we have the Rajasuya Yajna? But he has only two purpose for why he wants to have the Rajasuya Yajna. One is, he wanted to perform Agra Puja of Sri Krishna. He wanted to show the glories of Krishna. He wanted to establish the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And secondly, to benefit the whole humanity. So there was two purposes he wanted to perform the Rajasuya Yajna. And Krishna gave him permission to perform the Rajasuya Yajna because he wanted to glorify Yudhishthir Maharaj. He wanted to glorify the qualities, the devotion of Yudhishthir Maharaj. So here, Kunti Maharani, here Prabhupada is saying Bhima was Vayuputra and Arjuna was Bhima was Vayuputra and Arjuna, all their this thing. Actually, Kunti Maharani was blessed by Durvasa Muni to invoke any demigod whenever she desired, because Durvasa Muni was so pleased by the service of Kunti Maharani, she blessed him with this. He blessed her with this quality of invoking any demigod. And when they were in the forest, and Pandu Maharaj was cursed by those sages, that time she invoked Yamraj. She invoked all these demigods, and that's how these Pandavas appeared. And from the time the Pandavas were there, the Kauravas were envious of them. And then the whole Mahabharata episode took place, how then all the Kauravas were killed. And then here, Yudhishthira Maharaj comes back after the battle, and then Krishna is asking him to do the Rajasuya Yajna. Srila Prabhupada very beautifully explains here that Yudhishthira Maharaj is a pure devotee of the Lord, and thus his actual motivation in discharging his duty as a king was to establish the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And similarly, Krishna wanted to reciprocate. Purified persons are constantly serving by mentally or by external this thing. They meditate upon the glory of the Lord. So similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to give that benefit to all his praja, all his people. So he wanted to perform Agra Puja of the Lord. Yudhishthira Maharaj wishes to show the world that one can obtain the highest perfection of life simply by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Exactly as one can satisfy the branches, twigs and leaves by watering the root of the tree. Similarly, by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all your desires will be fulfilled materially and even spiritually. So Yudhishthira Maharaj wants to show that. So that's how, actually Krishna is swasukhanubhuti. He experiences happiness within himself. He doesn't need any external objects or external things to feel happiness or satisfaction. So Yudhishthira Maharaj wants to glorify the Lord just for the benefit of mankind and to glorify the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada, who said a leader is always like this. A leader is not conscious of what his thoughts are or what he wants. His whole consciousness is to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is his service to the Lord. Even as a king or as a leader, Prabhupada said, our movement is meant for training spiritual leaders. But how can we get this spiritual leader? Only by chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. Only by speaking about the glories of the Lord and by hearing about the glories of the Lord. Malihana Seyi Bija Kare Aropan Shravana Kirtana Jale Kare Sechana. Hearing and chanting is watering the seed of devotion, which develops one's own original consciousness. So here Srila Prabhupada describes of Krishna being controlled by the love of his devotees. A devotee never desires to control the Lord. A devotee is always in the mood of serving the Lord. But the Lord always loves to be controlled by his devotees. That is the mood of the Lord. Yudhishthira Maharaj, even once before Yudhishthira Maharaj Krishna showed his mercy to Yudhishthira Maharaj. After the war, Yudhishthira Maharaj was leaving for King Krishna was leaving for Dwaraka, and Queen Kunti's prayers are there, and all the other ladies are crying in separation of the Lord and desiring that Krishna stays back. But Krishna is Swarat. He is not dependent on what people demand or what others demand. But only by Yudhishthira Maharaj holding his hand and just telling just one statement, please stay back. And Krishna immediately agreed to stay back. That was the quality of Yudhishthira Maharaj. That was, that love and devotion to the Lord was his power. It was not his position or something. That love and devotion to the Lord was his power to immediately Krishna listen It was immediately effective. Krishna immediately obeyed it, as if he was controlled by Yudhishthira Maharaj. King Yudhishthira, that was simple request that Lord remain there for a few days more, and the Lord agreed. And then this episode goes further, that Lord takes him to Bhishma Dev to hear the duties of a king. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj is very dejected and morose that he killed so many people. So many people were killed just by his desire to become a king. The Almighty Lord in this conquered only by loving service and nothing else. So he was conquered by the loving service of Krishna, of Yudhishthira Maharaj. He is fully independent in all his dealings, but he voluntarily accepts obligations by the loving affection of his pure devotee. Similarly, we can see in the case of Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev was a very powerful person. And in the war, Krishna said, I would not take part in the war. Because it is, he said, there is Mahabharata explanation is given. He's telling, it is just fight and differences between your family. So I will not interfere. I will not fight in this war, Krishna says. So Krishna says, and he gives this sena to Duryodhan, and he becomes the charioteer of Arjuna. So he is actually controlled by Arjuna's love. Because he was controlled by Arjuna's love, he agreed to become the charioteer of Arjuna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, everyone comes and offers prayers before the Lord and glorifies the Lord and speaks about the qualities of the Lord. But the Lord is very pleased when he is controlled by the devotee of the Lord, by the chastisement of the devotee of the, by the devotees, like Yashoda Mai. Just by Yashoda Mai's love and devotion, and just by her chastisement, he was controlled by Yashoda Mai. Arjuna also, by his devotional service, made Lord his chariot driver. He ordered Lord to move the chariot here, there, and Krishna just obeyed, like us. That was Krishna's love for Arjuna. Even Dhruva Maharaj, by his devotion, by his meditation, you know, he controlled the Lord. He attracted the Lord under the guidance of spiritual master, Narada Muni. He attracted the Lord. That is the first principle. Adau Guru Ashraya. When you take shelter of Guru and follow the instruction of a Guru, the Guru guides you to serve the Supreme Personality of Lord Godhead. And then the Lord gets attracted. Actually, in the beginning it is the beginning of spiritual life. One must accept a spiritual master. And if a devotee follows strictly the direction and instruction of the spiritual master, he can attain what Dhruva achieved when he followed the instruction of Narada Muni. It is not difficult for him to achieve the favor of the Lord when you follow the instruction of a spiritual master. Krishna is Ajita. Prayasa prayaso jita jito pisi. Krishna is Ajita. Krishna is not conquered or controlled by anybody. Krishna cannot be controlled by anybody. Krishna cannot be ordered by anybody. Krishna cannot be superseded by anybody. Krishna is not equal to anybody. Krishna is most powerful. We see, you know, Jita means conquered. Ajita is Krishna. Krishna is unconquerable. We see from Krishna's childhood pastimes, we can understand, from he was hardly 3 months old when he defeated Putana, when he killed Putana. And similarly, up to killing of Kamsa, and then killing of Jarasandha, and whatever, you know, whoever these demons were, Shishupal. Earlier Rajasuya Yajna, he killed Shishupal. And this was, second Rajasuya Yajna he was requesting Yudhishthira Maharaj to do. So similarly, Prabhupada says, this is the history. Krishna is never defeated. Srila Prabhupada would always say, this is the history. Krishna was never defeated. So his name is therefore Ajita. But Ajita is conquered. Ajita Jito Pisi. Although Krishna is never conquered, still he can be conquered by the love of the devotees. So there is a wonderful pastime in Mahabharata, where, you know, Krishna says, I will not fight. And Bhishma says, I will see to it that you fight. So he says, no, it is a family matter. I will not interfere. I will not fight. I will just be the charioteer of Arjuna because he is requesting me to be the charioteer. And then the war goes on. I think 12 days, Krishna doesn't fight. Only Arjuna fights. And then Duryodhan chastises Bhishmadev. He instigates him. He's telling, you are cheating us. You are in favor of the Pandavas. You don't want to kill them. And you have even, and there was one more clause. Until Bhishma was there, no other Maharathi could come and take control of the war. So he said, you are cheating us. Very chastisingly he spoke to Bhishmadev. So Bhishmadev said, today I will kill all the 5 Pandavas. And it was said that Bhishma was fighting so ferociously that he actually destroyed within half a day he destroyed one whole Akshayani Senas. And he was determined to kill the Pandavas. And Duryodhana had asked him to conquer the Pandavas. Then Arjuna was completely precarious. He was in a very precarious condition. He was no way he could stop Duryodhana, Bhishma. So then Krishna was seeing all this. Krishna was seeing, today you cannot stop Bhishma. Arjuna cannot stop Bhishma today. So then at one point it became so that it was in such a position that Bhishma would actually kill Arjuna. That time Krishna jumps out of the, you know, chariot and the wheel falls off. And now Krishna realized, now it is very difficult. We have to stop Bhishmadev. And immediately Krishna jumps off the chariot, takes the wheel and goes to hit Bhishma. And Bhishma puts his bow down and folds his hands and says, I told you I will make you fight. I will see that you live for a weapon and fight. So in this, Srila Prabhupada says, this was the love of, there was no need for Krishna to actually lift a wheel and run. He could have done something and defeated Bhishma. But he was conquered by the love of Bhishmadev. He was conquered by the love of Bhishmadev. That's why he gave up his promise and he wanted to please Bhishmadev. And then again, one more time, Krishna glorifies Bhishma. That is after the war, Yudhishthir Maharaj is actually, then Krishna starts glorifying Bhishma. Yudhishthir Maharaj is very disturbed. He is very sad that so many people were killed. And he could not be pacified by anybody. Actually, if Krishna wants, he could pacify him. But Krishna wanted to glorify Bhishma. So Krishna himself starts glorifying Bhishma. He says, Parashuram, his guru, fought with him for 23 days and he could not defeat him. That is the power of Bhishma. And then Parashuram, before the sage, he finally admitted the inability to overcome Bhishma. And he says, that is the best of my disciples. Even I cannot defeat him. Parashuram said that. So Krishna says, now this great personality, he is going to leave his body. So when a great personality like him leaves this material world, all kinds of knowledge about morality and duty will live with them. Such, these great personalities are full of knowledge. So when they are around us, it is our duty to take advantage of their association. So Krishna is telling Yudhishthir Maharaj, you must immediately go and take shelter of Bhishmadev. Because he can deliver you. What instruction he can give is uncomparable. Even I cannot give. Of course, Krishna is saying that to Yudhishthir Maharaj to pacify him. Even I cannot give. So, there was a very important point Krishna makes, that these great souls are full of knowledge. And it is when they are around within the city, sometimes even Prabhupada walked around the city like an ordinary man. But he was full of knowledge. He had achieved the mercy of the Lord. Whoever took advantage of his association perfected their life. And of course, Srila Prabhupada is still there in the form of his books. When we take shelter of his books, we can achieve perfection. So then Krishna was controlled by Bhishma Dev. Krishna, actually Bhishma Dev fought to control Arjuna, but because of his devotion, he controlled Krishna himself. That was the power of Bhishma. Similarly, the coward boys controlled Krishna. A devotee never likes to control Krishna, because that is not a devotee's mood, to control Krishna. He wants Krishna under his control. That is not a devotee's mood. Devotee always wants to serve the Lord. A devotee is always pleased by serving the Lord. A devotee never likes to control Krishna, or they only want to serve. That is also, but controlling Krishna, Krishna coming under their control is also service. That is not actually controlling, because Krishna wants to be controlled. Just like a father, sometimes he gets defeated by his child just to please his child. Similarly, Krishna gets defeated sometimes, gets under the control of his devotees. Krishna sometimes wants to be controlled. Everyone worship, Krishna always would say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, everybody wants to worship me, but without worshipping, if someone controls over me, I am very happy. That is Krishna's mood. Similarly, in Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami explains this very nice episode, you know, controlling over Krishna. The coward boys would sit on Krishna's shoulder, and Krishna would carry them. They used to have a game where they used to rise on the shoulder of Krishna. Whenever Krishna was defeated, they would have, Prabhupada would say, they would have a bet. Whoever wins, whoever loses will carry the winner on their shoulder. So like that, Krishna would most of the time be defeated, and he would have to carry the coward boys on his shoulder. Sukhdev Goswami on this episode very nicely explains during this pastime. He makes a very nice comment. Sukhdev Goswami says, Itam satam brahma sukhanubhutya. The sages enjoy brahma sukha, brahman effulgence. The impersonalists, they enjoy brahma sukha. Itam satam brahma sukhanubhutya. Dasyam gatanam paradaivatena. Dasyam gatanam paradaivatena. Maya shritanam naradarakena. Sakyam vijahu kritapunya pujya. So he's telling, Krishna was playing like that with his friends on his shoulder. But who is this Krishna? Who is this person, Krishna? And who are these friends of Krishna who are rising on Krishna's shoulder? The Brahma Sukhas, the Brahmavadis, or the impersonalists, or the sages, they enjoy the Brahman effulgence. They want to merge into the Brahman effulgence. And this Brahman effulgence emanates from the body of Krishna. So they are happy with Brahma Sukha. But the devotees of the Lord, they climb on the shoulder, they rise above the shoulder of Krishna, of the Supreme Brahman from whom the Brahman effulgence emanates. So that is the position of a devotee. Impersonalist is happy with the ray of the body of Krishna, but a devotee rises above the shoulder of Krishna. Krishna gives them liberty to rise above his shoulder. That is itam satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena. He is the supreme person for the devotees. The devotees rise above his shoulder. They who have accepted to become the servant. Who are these people? Who are these devotees? Dasyam gatanam. They have actually accepted to become servants of the Lord. From within and without. They have accepted to be servants of the Lord. To become the servant eternally of Krishna. But this supreme person, what position he gives them? He allows them to rise on his shoulder. And then the other part is maya shritanam naradarakena. There are other people who are controlled by the influence of maya. Those who are controlled by the influence of maya, they consider Krishna to be a very ordinary person, like human, like a human being. They consider seeing Krishna as an ordinary human child. But these sakhas, who are these sakhas? Sakhas virajo krita punya puja. Who are these sakhas? How they have reached this position of controlling Krishna? How they have reached this position of rising above the shoulder of Krishna? Krita punya puja. Krita punya puja means heaps of pious activities they have accumulated life after life. it is not very easy to control Krishna. Forget controlling Krishna, it is not very easy to even understand Krishna. We are all engaged just in our material affairs completely throughout our life, life after life, never able to understand who is Krishna, what is the power of Krishna, what is the power of his devotees. But here they have perfected their life. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavan mam prapadyate. Bahunam janmanamante, after many births, manushyanam sahasresu kashi yadi siddhai etaram abhisiddhanam kashchin mam veti tattvatah. Thousands of men among men who try to understand Krishna, there are very few who have achieved perfection, and out of those perfection who have achieved, there are very few under Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamati samatma sudurlabha. Such, after birth, many births, actually one comes in knowledge and surrenders unto Krishna. And that is the cause, who is the cause of all causes. Such a great soul is very rare. The devotees are always in the heart of Krishna, and Krishna is always in the heart of devotees. Krishna never forgets his devotees. Sadhu hridayam maya, sadhu nam hridayam tvamaham. He is always in the hearts of his devotees. And the devotees are always engaged in glorifying the Lord. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Srila Prabhupada was one such devotee. Actually, Krishna is Sri, one of the six quality characteristics of devotional service is Sri Krishna Akarshani. Sri Krishna Akarshani is, Krishna is attracted only by the love of his devotees. Pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. It is said, Kritva Harim Prema Bhajam Priya Saman Vritaha Vashikariti Sri Krishna Akarshani. So these devotees of the Lord, bhakti is called Sri Krishna Akarshani, because it makes the Lord addicted to prema. Lord becomes addicted to the prema of the devotees and brings him under their control. Because prema is attractive to him. Prema is akarshana. It attracts Krishna. The word Sri in this Sri Krishna is the associates of the Lord. It indicates Priya Varga Samanvitha, along with his dear associates. Actually, when you surrender to Krishna, Krishna becomes attracted along with his devotees. So that prema Srila Prabhupada propagated all over the world. That prema where you can, everybody is looking for love in this material world. But unfortunately, they are looking at wrong places. Nobody gets it. That is, everybody is endeavoring for this love in relationships, in success, in honor, in name, fame, adoration. But nowhere you get this love. This whole material manifestation, now we see all, even in Bombay, small buildings are going and big skyscrapers are coming. People are thinking they will be happy after they go into the skyscrapers. But there is shortage of water. There is no water in the skyscrapers. Before you stay in a 4-story building, even if there is no water from down, you could lift 2 buckets and come on the 4th floor. You could carry it. We did it in our childhood. But if you are staying on the 24th floor, how can you carry 2 buckets of water up? You can't carry. So everybody is trying to find happiness within this material creation. They are thinking we will perfect material life by development, by these skyscrapers, by these new cars, BMW. Technically, BMW runs on 98 octane petrol. India, you don't have 98 octane petrol. You get 93 octane petrol. Sorry for the technical thing. So, you cannot get satisfaction with all these material things. You cannot reach perfection by material satisfaction. So, Srila Prabhupada, when he was on the Boston Harbor, he was not enamored by the glamour of the Western world. He was in tears. He started crying. And the devotees asked, why are you in tears? They are all so miserable.
They are staying in these skyscrapers, in these big, big buildings. They have big, big cars, but they are all miserable. And I have come here to give them this prema which they have forgotten. So Srila Prabhupada traveled all over the world to give them this prema. Srila Prabhupada came to propagate this love which people are hankering for, but they don't know where to search for that love. Srila Prabhupada was propagator of that love, that prema, which was not available in this material world. So Srila Prabhupada very simply explained these things. He said, Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahem Indriya Sevan Mukehi Jivado Swayam Eva Svradata. One can understand this transcendental nature of Krishna, form and pastimes, not by material contaminated senses. You have to purify these materially contaminated senses. Only then this prema will be revealed. So now it is very difficult to purify our senses. How do you do it? So Prabhupada gave a very simple method. He said, you associate with people who have purified their senses. You associate with them, your senses will be purified. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Those who have understood this Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are within himself and outside, if one develops transcending loving service towards him, if you want to develop, you associate with such people. When one's senses are purified, one's total existence is purified, and one's designations are also purified. When the senses and the mind are purified, one is fully engaged in Krishna's service, and one can be liberated, return home. As long as one is situated in these dualities of sensual platform, these dualities, you know, of enjoyment, renunciation, on these dualities of gross and subtle dualities, mind is always hankering for enjoyment, and sometimes it thinks, if I don't enjoy gross senses, I can enjoy subtle senses. But everything, it is impossible. It is impossible to enjoy even your subtle or the gross senses. And with all these dualities in the mind, it is impossible to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you have to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have to follow the principles given by Srila Prabhupada or the great acharyas like Narada Muni. When you follow in these things, then you can perfect your life. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na Sochati na Kankshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything within this material creation. He is equally disposed to all living entities. Srila Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna very clearly says, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. One who can understand me? Only by devotion. Bhaktya Mam, only devotees can understand me. And those who are in full consciousness of me can understand me. Then those who do not understand, Naham Prakasha Sarvasvo. Krishna says, I am not available. I will not manifest myself to the foolish. Mura yam nabijanati. Unintelligent people will not understand me. So Prabhupada has given us a very nice and simple way to understand the supremacy of the Lord and the supremacy of His devotees. Rupa Goswami says five things: association of chanting, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, association of devotees, deity worship, going to a spiritual holy place, worshipping Tulsi Maharani. And this whole Prabhupada propagated this whole thing by building temples and inviting devotees to come and say that. His Holiness, I would just like to read two quotes of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj on this. On Pandavas, Radhanath Maharaj makes a very nice presentation. He says, Pandavas remained faithful to Krishna, although they were banished to the forest for 12 years. Although they lost everything, but they always had faith that whenever, whatever is meant to be, will be. Whatever is meant to be, whatever you are supposed to get, you will get. whatever is meant to be will be. And they persevered. When proper time came, they fought the battle of Kurukshetra. And ultimately they were the kings. That's enthusiasm and patience. There is no greater self-confidence than faith in the power and the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotees want to be completely controlled by Krishna. In being conquered by Krishna, our love awakens. And in that state, Krishna is conquered. You cannot conquer till you are conquered. This is a very powerful statement His Holiness makes, that you cannot conquer till you are conquered. Unless you surrender to the supreme will of the Lord, you cannot control the supreme will of the, conquer the supreme will of the Lord or achieve His grace. So, I think I can end here. Please forgive me if I spoken beyond my realizations. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Gopal Prabhu, like to add something? Srila Prabhupada ki.